Hi, everyone. This is Amy Serafini with HapAdvise, and we are going to be talking with Mia Dinhan today. Most of you know Mia already. We've had her on the show many times. In fact, I think maybe the most out of everyone. She's a good friend, and she's who I always go to whenever my niece, for example, has an emergency because she's got chronic illness. Mia's a person I'm emailing to get her help with physical issues especially, but she's also helped me with a lot of personal issues and growth, and I know a lot of you have worked with her as well, and I get a lot of great comments from all of you who've worked with Mia. And I'm excited for today because this is the first time. It's funny when you want to work with Mia, if Spirit is not letting her do something or not giving, I don't want to say permission, but not giving her guidance to do it, she will not do it. You cannot make her do something that Spirit is not telling her she should do. So I was excited when she told me that we were going to be doing, she was going to, got guidance that she could work on the physical body in the groups, in the group format this year, because in the past she was never guided to go there. And so this is her first interview about the physical body. She's going to be working on the upper body, so the neck, shoulders, the head, and the brain as well, the frontal lobes of the brain, which really are tied to cognition and clarity and focus. And when you have that brain fog, that's what happens in the frontal lobes. So I'm excited to have her on the call. And she was actually telling me that she's had a lot of comments from her own community saying they were very excited for this call more than usual. And I think it's just because so many of us carry our stress and tension in those areas, and we have a lot of pain, and we've been trying many things to deal with it because they're really tricky areas for them. And most medical procedures don't have much success there. And I know, Mia, you said that that you've had these issues most of in your past and have worked on yourself using these same techniques. So first of all, welcome and hi, and then do you want to talk about your experience with these issues?
Yes, so thank you, Amy, for having me back on your show, and it's always great to be back with you and your audience. But you're right, I developed this package not initially. I really developed the processes for my own needs and also some family members, some aging family members. I had forever stiff necks, stiff shoulders, because I spend a lot of time in front of a computer and often not always for too long in the first place, and also not in the right posture, excuse me. But also what I found was that a lot of my clients had similar problems. So I developed a package basically with that in mind, and also because I worked a lot with autism, with people with ADHD, with mental health issues, I was also very aware of the importance of having a good functioning brain. It's really a major command center for the rest of our body. So the basics of the package are really in that experience I've had in the last, well, you could probably say 30 years, but I must admit that the first 10 of those 30 years, it was more an hobby of mine where I accidentally, you could say, became enlightened. It was not something I planned, but I had major prayer experiences followed by enlightenment, and then I had the light sort of pouring out of my system. And didn't quite know initially what to do with it. So I started to do some hands-on healing all in my spare time, followed that with a number of courses such as Feldenkrais, Bowen Technique, Touch for Health, kinesiology courses, all in my spare time. And that was possibly, looking back now, the foundation plane for where I am at the moment. It evolved from there. It emerged from focusing purely on the physical body to also far more including the understanding that I have now with core imprints, past lives, etc. So from a very long journey that is really a 30-year journey, although initially I did it only part-time, I'm now where I am now in my level of understanding of what I can do with brains, sleep, and all the things that I've included in that package. For those of you that are interested in it and that like working with spirit, because I must say it's a spirit-directed package. And not, excuse me, it's not using any of the mental techniques that can sometimes also help very well, but purely working with spirit and with your soul.
Right, so I'm going to guess that no one on this call has ever tried this particular method to help them with their issues, because it's unique to Mia, and it's a unique way of working through your, to elevate your body to your how are you saying it, to your next highest level, or so that your body can support your
next
spirit.
Best level, yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, what I basically do is I can talk to spirit. It's something that was given to me. It's not something that, to the best of my knowledge, you can train in. I certainly would never have thought I could do this, but it was a gift given to me back in 2002. I was already a channel before that, but but not to the same extent as I became then. So that was one of those other major upgrades I received myself. Now, talking to spirit infuses your soul with inputs in influx of light, etc. So in talking to spirit, I was able to get feedback, which I can then give back with help, I must admit, with help in other dimensions. I can give it back to your soul. And your soul, in the way I have been taught, this is all being taught by my own guidance, not so much out of books, but that the information is out there. But my guides told me that once your soul knows what to upgrade, and if it is the right thing for you in your now moment, it can actually create miracles. It can give you great upgrades. It can give you upgrades that are otherwise basically not possible. But with my work, your soul is always on board. That is just the way it was given to me. That's the only way I can offer the service.
Right. And I also wanted to just kind of explain, I meant to do this in the beginning, how the call is going to work. We're going to do, Mia's going to do two group processes. The first one we're going to do is for stress, and she's going to tune into the group and fine-tune that to everyone who's either listening now or is going to listen to in the future, tune into what energies we need to kind of bring down a reduction in stress. Then we're going to do another one later, and we have to allow some time in between it in order for the first one to process. We're going to do these frontal lobes, at least that's what's on the plan right now. It may change, but the frontal lobes, and that's the clarity, the brain fog, the confusion clearing. That's where we carry that, those energies there. And then we're going to do some live calls, and we're also going to do some Q&A. So those are all, that's all in the mix for you. We're also going to talk about the upgrade your upper body package that Mia is offering with live calls in that, and as well as downloads. So I meant to do that right in the beginning of the call because I always like people to know what's in store for them, and I just realized I didn't do that. So I'm excited. Like I said, I also carry stress in my shoulders. I also like right. Mia, would this be covered like right, you know, inside of your shoulder blade, like on that, I think it's your trapezius or maybe it's your lat muscle that there's like always a knot there. Is that, would something in that general area be considered shoulders or is that considered back?
No, it can be. I must admit that the package has its own, what I call divine intelligence in it.
Mm-hmm.
It basically knows what you need and what you can handle in that given moment. So you therefore need to do some repeat listenings. But if you're ready to release a muscle, the stresses in the muscle, it will happen. However, if you're not, because it is an outflow of something else, the energy in the package will actually look at that area first. It also depends if it is part of a life experience. Sometimes you have these very traumatic experiences and we don't know it. And those traumatic experiences can in turn create a particular state in a muscle. Then it all depends how quickly you are able to release some of that trauma before that muscle will relax. So that is actually out of my hands. It's the intelligence of your own soul that participates in the healings, and it's not a linear process. We are all unique, and it works with that. The commands that I speak, or you hear me actually talk, but the talk, the spoken words, they hold, but you could say, a command for the soul of the person that listens, and that soul works in those very high planes where we usually don't go. So they are the planes where we know everything about each other, about the future often, and those planes know immediately what the intent of the package is, and will then immediately start to clear that which needs clearing. And I say that because for those of you that are of my audience that have been on group calls, you might sometimes hear me say, well, in the higher planes, I get this message. I had it not that long ago, but I was getting a message that there was some more trauma. With trauma, I mean, often the likes of terrorist type attacks, etc., to happen. In this case, we had actually a week full of all these incidents. Now, I didn't get that because I can get it sometimes clairvoyantly as well. But this was actually coming from the higher planes of quite a few people in the group. I've had it at times when there is a share market crash pending. It doesn't have to happen, but you all of a sudden see that unrest in those higher planes, whereas the people themselves may not even know they're carrying it. And are those same higher planes where I can get that information? Climate change is a good one, where people often know in advance what is going to happen up to several years, and consciously they don't. They may feel a little bit unsettled. And it is in those same planes where this information is then processed, and where you then get the correct healing in what I would say are the lower planes. So, because the two are very much walking together, except we just usually don't know that these other dimensions exist.
Okay. Yeah, I think that makes sense, and that is a good answer to my question, whether I'm ready to release the my knots there or not. I was just looking through the Q&A, and I just wanted to bring this up. This is from H in Ireland. She says, I bought Mia's package last week. Two nights ago, my mom was in agony with long-term chronic neck, shoulder, back problem. She's in constant pain with it, but on this occasion, the pain was hitting 9 out of 10. And this 9 out of 10 rating is from someone who has been told by medical experts she has a high ability to tolerate pain. I played Mia's MP3 for neck and the shoulders. Her pain level came down to a 1. And my mom was able to get out of bed and on with her life. Thank you so much, Mia. You are wonderful. I highly recommend Mia's work. that's awesome, because we just announced this last week. So literally, I do know who this is. She got the package last week, and I'm so glad that you got that in time for her. That's awesome. We had a little trouble with her being able to check out, and we got it working. So I'm glad we got it working, because it sounded like we really needed it. And I think all of us have really been in that time. I remember one time when I was in my early 20s, waking up with just the worst neck pain. Like, I could not move my neck. I thought I don't even know what happened. And it's the worst pain I've ever had in my neck. I mean, these things can just come out of nowhere. I mean, I was perfectly fine when I went to bed, and then I wake up with this horrible, horrible pain on one side of my neck. And I think just this area of your body, your neck, your shoulders, and headaches, like I mentioned in the emails, headaches are, a neurologist told us they're the number one reason that people go to doctors is for headaches. So it's just such a common area of pain and suffering for so many people, no matter what kind of job you do. It could be a physical job, or it could be just working at a computer all day. That can cause all sorts of problems with the shoulder as well. So I think that's why people are so excited to see that Mia was going to be working with us. So, Mia, let's start out with the group process. Are you still wanting to do the stress release one first?
Yes, now is a good time, actually, because there is quite a bit of stress on the group, as it always is. It's not an unusual type of stress, but it will help people also to settle a little bit more in the energy of the call.
Okay.
So, excuse me, it's quite cold here in the morning, actually. It's only 6 o'clock. That's probably why my voice is all of a sudden a bit different. But, yes, if everybody does, yeah, so I'll start now. Then if everybody can probably just relax a little bit more into their body. That's what I suggest. So ideally, if you can sit down. If not, it's okay. But you need to feel your body a little bit more. The more you can feel your body, the more your soul can help you. Yeah. Okay. So when I feel that enough people in the group excuse me, are grounded, I'm not quite sure what is going on. There could be somebody with tremendous fears of speaking out, and I'm picking up that energy, because I just didn't have this until I started to call. But, there's somebody incredibly anxiety-driven on the call, so I'm just going to see if I can clear it a little bit. Yeah, that's a fear of death and dying, which is actually quite unusual, which I suppose has something to do with that latest attack in England. I don't really want to go there, but I just want to clear out that plane a little bit for those that might be a bit unsettled with what's been happening out in the world. Yeah, that's what it is. It will take a few minutes first. This is for everybody who has felt unsettled by these incidents, particularly the latest one on that bridge again. Yeah, that's right. And that is clearing for probably a quarter of those that are attending at the moment, an incredible fear of death and dying. So let's just sit for that a little bit longer. It doesn't hurt, and maybe it won't affect my voice anymore then. Yeah, that's it. Okay, so what I'll do now, so that is in a very high psychic plane where everybody says, well, this can now happen everywhere. With my work, it's not a matter of thinking that way, it's a matter of clearing the underlying fears that are causing the thoughts. The less fears we carry, the less we will attract any unfortunate incident in our lives. Our life, our outer life, is an outflow to quite a degree. I'm not saying 100%, I would say 70-80% of what we believe. The other 20%, it's the group awareness. Now, for those of you that are not familiar with this work, it doesn't matter. You don't actually have to believe it nor have to think about it. These clearings will take place anyway because your soul in the higher planes always understands why I say that. Because my words carry a level of soul understanding that in turn will give a clearing. Now, there is animosity in those higher planes. And I must say, for those interested, that these particular attacks are bringing about a lot of historical pain. That's all I want to say for those souls that need some extra clearings. And historically, it's clearing opposites, believe it or not, opposites of black and white, slave trade, have and not have. Periods during the French Revolution, where there was incredible poverty versus royalty, just incredible opulence, and they didn't care. So we are looking in a plane of or a dimension where there are extreme opposites here. Peace versus terrorism. Master-slave. And in some cultures only male versus female, but that is really reducing a lot on this planet now. Because there's different imprints there, the masculinity, the femininity, the belief structures attached to that, and they can sometimes be the opposite as well. And then there's one that I'll throw in for those of you, and it's far more than you probably realize on the outer, that have been severely afflicted of late. But I'll give it in a generic sense, not in a particular, it's mental way, but it is nature versus man. And America's decision to pull out has really vibrated far deeper in humanity than I actually expected. Because logically, for most people, it no longer makes sense. Now, personally, I have a positive outlook, by the way, of the future, because I saw how everybody at an individual level was still gathering around supporting that belief of that climate change is real, for example, and that the planet only has finite resources. So we can have that state in a higher plane where we feel very stressed, and at the lower planes, our day-to-day living, we don't even know that it's sitting there. That's where most of my predictions are coming from. It took me a while to understand how that actually works. Still to this day, I don't know how I was able to predict Brisbane's flood 2 years in advance. A flood that seemingly was just nature, too much rain, ultimately. And logically, I would still say, how can I predict that? But I did. It was given to me in a vision. So obviously, that's outside time and space. But still, in our logical mind, our linear mind, it doesn't make sense because the weather is influenced by so many other factors. How can you predict that? But I did, much to my surprise. Now, we have a lot of very psychic people on these calls. Please listen to that when you get an imprint, even if you don't trust it. But it's a major upgrade in very high plane for everybody that needs it. So it takes a bit longer than I thought, but you're getting a bigger upgrade as well. It's a little bit because of that stress for violence that's in there. It's almost, it's reduced by half already. Now, there's one big fear I'll touch upon, and I will touch upon it again towards the end of this call when we do the second clearing, which is the fear of the unknown. Now, nobody will really know what tomorrow brings. You have some idea, but you never really know. Because there are parts of our existence that cannot be controlled. Now, rather than carrying a fear of the unknown, a much better outlook would be, I trust life, I know I am protected, I know everything will work out well in my life. So what I'm hoping to achieve is that that fear of the unknown can be reset into a far more positive flow. I call it flow because it's spirit, you always work with flows. And while this is clearing, I'll explain it a little bit. From a spiritual perspective, everything is a flow. Every dynamic in life is a flow. So when you create core imprints with your own fear, you create a flow that may go in the opposite way of where the rest of you want to flow. And when you get these opposite forces, so one force wants a happy life, wants positive things, and the other flow is now going in the opposite direction because you've just created a massive fear for whatever reason. That's when you can also get health issues. Some people have it when they have a lot of psychicness in the family plane, for example, and two want to go left and two want to go right, hypothetically, with life decisions. And because it's clashing in the same energy plane, you get these opposing forces. Some people call them wave forces. I'd call them forces. Ultimately, flows. And then it usually doesn't work out well when the flows are in opposite directions. And that can cause a lot of neck stress. Because often people don't speak out. They try to keep the peace. And your neck is usually the first recipient. Because of these opposing flows. Now, most of you would probably have heard coherence, as in coherence in the body. Or synchronizing. There's different words for it. But I always look at it from a spiritual perspective. Where are the flows going in the opposite direction? Or where is one flow very strong and the other one not? Now, with this work, I boost flows through speaking because it's done through spirit, and spirit goes back to your soul. But there are other methods on the planet. It can be done in different ways. This is just one of several. This is the one that I was given, so that's the one I'm using. Now, the concept of a flow may for some of you be a little bit different than what you're aware of, but it is a very known concept from a spiritual perspective. All life is a flow. Now, I'm just waiting. The pauses are because there's a lot of spiritual upgrading going on in the higher planes with the intent to actually lessen the stress, particularly in the forehead. We've actually shifted dimension already. The clearings are very good. But in the forehead, that's where our cognition actually sits, our intuition, our higher wisdom. If we have clairs, such as clairvoyance, clairaudience, it can also be blocked if there's too much stress in the forehead area. So one of the benefits, if you keep regularly listening to the package, is that you will get upgrade after upgrade with the intent to also awaken more and more of your higher abilities. And they're unique for every person. For some it's intuition, for others it's a clair. So while the package was never developed for you to get your clairs back, because they're gifts that we're usually born with, it can be a great tool to strengthen those areas so that it becomes a lot easier to get it back. And for some of you, it may naturally happen anyway. But at the lowest level, it works at the densest level, which is our physical body. When I say lowest, there is actually no such thing as low and high from a spiritual perspective. It's just an expression. But in human terms, you could say the physical body is denser than the energy bodies are. And we're more aware of it. We're far more aware of dysfunctionality in our physical body than we would be in a higher mode of thinking most of the time. Unless a higher mode of thinking is producing, say, psychotic symptoms, which can happen too, then obviously you're becoming very aware of it in the here and now. But that's not always the case. I'll do one more little upgrade. It's only minor. It'll only take a few more minutes, but it's an upgrade whereby people will no longer fear the future as much in the dementia where we're sitting, which is also the dementia where people normally get great, bright ideas. So if you fear the future too much, you'll never be able to apply those ideas because you're then fearful that it won't work out. And it could stop you right in your tracks. Now, for those of you that are now feeling a little bit of a density moving through the forehead, that is actually a waveform changing. So if you bring yourselves back to pure, physics, we are waveforms. And because some of you are very psychic and you can feel that, you will feel that waveform change. Now, it may be less than 10%, but for those of you that feel it, I'd like you to know that it is purely a change of a life a waveform. It will always upgrade you to your next best version of yourself. Now, that particular clearing will still go on for most people another 10 minutes, so you may still feel lightness in mainly the upper part of the body, but one or two of you will also have a benefit in the stomach area. That was not done on purpose. It's just an outflow that for some of you, the fear of the unknown is sitting in the stomach area. So that's all I can do for now as part of the clearing. But we'll do another upgrade later in the call. But back to you, Amy.
Okay, thank you. And I just want to ask people who feel things. Some people on the call feel the energy moving through their body and feel things shifting. Some people don't feel anything. Both of those are absolutely fine. I get people usually, at least a couple people asking me after every interview I do, if they didn't feel anything on the call, does it mean it's working? Yes, it can still be working for you and you're not actually feeling anything. But if you did feel something, we'd love for you to add it into the Q&A, or you can write it down in the review section. There's a section to leave a review for the call, because we always like to let people who may be deciding whether to listen to the replay to get a feel of how people experience the call. So give us your comments. We love them. Okay, so we did that. Thank you, Mia, for that great group process. That was a long one. That was nearly 15 minutes. Mia always delivers. She said she wants to do two solid group processes, which I love. So let's take a live caller. I'm gonna pick the first person, and that is Pamela. Hello?
Hi.
Hi, Pamela. How are you?
Good.
Great. If you could share what your issue is regarding the upper body and the areas that we're working with, and then I will let Mia take it from there.
Okay. I've had headaches, like, most of my life, and some doctors say it's hormones, some say it's coming from my neck, some say it's allergies, and I have addressed all those issues, but I'm still getting headaches.
Yes, well, if I just tune in first, the very first thing that stands out is a fear. Are you aware that you're carrying a major fear with a person, and I don't know how long ago it was close to you, how long ago it started? Can you feel that? I'm trying to bring you to that fear at the moment.
Well, yeah, I do fear a lot of things, actually.
Yeah, this is the main one that is overlighting your whole state at the moment. I probably shouldn't use the word overlighting because it's not enlightening, but it's that fear is blocking your life force. Now, I will explain it to you in a moment, but you need to be ready to hear it. And once you are ready to hear it, it will actually shift immediately. You're very ready to clear this fear. It's very rare I can do it in this way on a call, but this one is particularly good. Okay, it's a fear for your mother.
Okay.
Now, you can have the most loving mother, and you can still carry a fear for her, because it usually has nothing to do with the actions of the person, but it has to do with how we perceive life. And when we are little, our parents are big. So we could be coming in already into life with a fear of authority, for example. So mm-hmm. we can have a predisposition or the fear of loud noises. So for a little child, an adult can have a loud voice, while they, in all reality, don't have a loud voice. It all depends on the sensitivity of the person. So the fear of your mother is a core imprint. Now, I'm getting it around about 6. You had it already. It may already have been there before, but at the moment, I'm sitting around about 6. Now, it could well be that it had something to do with you needing to go to school, because that's often an age you go to school, or some other event where your mother had to go back to work. There is a separation from the mother and a fear around mm-hmm. it. Can you remember, it might have been school, that you were terrified to leave her or you know, and
yes,
any incident coming
to
mind?
Yes, she did go back to work then.
Oh, go back to work. Okay, that's the one then. The abandonment is ultimately the key then. Now, the abandonment I can't do on the call, but you probably can do more of that yourself now, because I've opened what I call a gateway. A gateway with a particle that was not seen. So once you know, the core imprint will take another 10 minutes and it will be gone. But it has 3, you could call them tentacles, and only one is the one that I can give you now. The others are out of timing. They may take 2 or 3 weeks before you become aware of it. But this one is then abandonment. So the abandonment, it may be enough that I've spoken it. If not, you may need to do a little bit more clearing, but that would wait 24 hours. But with those patterns cleared, I would then wait a week, because your whole rest of your body will realign. These particular fears are sitting so deep in your psyche that could have created many physical health issues, many, in many parts of your body, including the stomach, not just in the upper part of the body. Yeah. So if you also have stomach problems, they definitely also have something to do with this particular issue. Yeah, the abandonment.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So that's all I can give you for now, but that is a major clearing relative to where you were sitting. So give that a week, and then perhaps take stock of what is still left of your physical symptoms. With this particular work, I can never guarantee, because your soul does the work, but I see this as a major clearing for you, so there should be some really good physical improvements there. In whatever part of the bodies were afflicted, not affected, but afflicted by these fears, they were really almost like a template overlaying all your good intentions. Because you couldn't see through it, you couldn't break through it. No matter where you went, this fear was always there. It's like an invisible shield that is preventing your, what you could call your life force, actually, to flow better through your body, to go to the places where it can then support you and improve your resilience, etc. So that's all I can offer you, but it's a great clearing that you've started.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Pamela.
All right. Bye.
And I also just wanted to give Pamela props because of how clear and concise she was on her question. So if we can follow her lead and state your issue and as succinctly as possible, because a lot of times some of us have a tendency to want to explain the whole backstory, but that was a really great, the way Pamela presented was actually perfect. So I didn't even have to mention it before she did it. So thank you, Pamela, for coming on. And then Mia can do her clearing and we can go on to the next person. So Mia, when you're doing these working with these live callers, is this going to help the other people listening?
Definitely. If there are people in that same I would say, age group. It is to do with cognitive development, actually. So let's say anybody that's around age 4 to 6 had similar abandonment issues, it will definitely help. It might even give some people some ideas about having to go back to the mother. The mother is not the only reason, obviously, why we can get ill, but the mother plays such an important role for our safety, our feeling of safe and secure in the world when we're younger, that if we feel unsafe for whatever reason, it can really have major implications later in life if it doesn't get addressed, and particularly if it gets triggered again. Sometimes it can be very minor triggers, like us moving house, and we can be right back in maybe an unsafe feeling we had when our parents moved house. And often we don't link the two together, but then we might feel unwell, sick, and it is actually an unprocessed part of a core imprint that happened much earlier in life.
Okay. All right. Well, I think that's not an uncommon one, the abandonment, either when you go to school or if parents start working. So for all of those listening now or listening to the replay, that can help you. How about we go to the next caller?
Sure.
I'm going to now pick the next person. I don't normally just go in a row, but I'm doing that today. This is Winter Park, Florida. Hello?
Oh, hi.
Hi. Who's
Hello.
Speaking?
Pauline.
Hi, Pauline.
Hi,
could you share with us your issue that you want to Mia's help with for your upper body issues?
Yes, it would be the headache, and it would be similar suit. But mine wasn't started early. Mine was later. Let's see, when I moved from one area to another, then I started migraine. And then
okay, so
I get shoulders
you're now for
and neck.
It.
So it's like a triage.
Where did you move from? Which part
of
the state?
Yes, I moved from Pennsylvania to Florida.
Now you have to fill me in. Is that the same side? I don't exactly know where
yes,
Pennsylvania
it's the same,
is.
It's same eastern
same side of it. So similar weather patterns as well?
No, one would be higher elevation, colder climate, more four seasons.
Yeah.
The other one would be south.
Yeah, Pennsylvania is near New York City, so it would be similar weather.
Okay, all right.
Yeah,
Florida
is
sort of
Miami.
More like our climate. Okay.
Yeah.
Versus Florida,
it plays
which is
a role.
Sunny. Yeah.
Yeah, it's not the only reason. It plays a role, the weather.
Yes.
But it's not the change of the weather. You're going to a different climate plane. It triggers perhaps a past life or an early childhood fear. But there is something else underneath it. There are people around you. There's more than one. And I don't think gender has anything to do with it. I believe it's the voice. And they might be excited. They may not be angry, but excited. But you cannot cope. You've got a very high sensitivity to certain pitches of a voice. Now, my voice is now good again because I, as you probably noticed at the beginning of the call, I was coughing. I wasn't coughing. I don't have a cough. But I was not coping with the frequency of the fear that I would say half the people on the call had, which is ultimately the fear of terrorism. Now, why do I pick it up? Because I'm sitting, when I sit in these particular states, I sit in multiple realities. I sit in higher dimensions. So I was, that particular fear was just too much for my psyche. And my voice was starting to act out. Now, if your forehead or if you have a weakness in a spot, say, in a particular area, you could say in my case, my weakness was the voice, but it wasn't actually what it was. It was like I was speaking in a different dimension than where the fear was sitting. So that was how my voice was doing that. But in your case, if your headache is already a weaker part of the body or a weaker state in there, then the frequency that some of these people are carrying is making it worse. Now, there's only one frequency I can clear. There's probably 4 or 5 you've got.
Okay.
But there's one I can clear because it will benefit the group as well. That's the fear of the unknown again. And I'll do it for you, but also everybody should listen to this. It's the fear of the unknown. For a part of the group, it's the fear that something physical will happen, such as a car accident.
Mm-hmm.
A shootout. I'll have to throw it in there because it's sitting there. An accidental drowning. Maybe people have seen things on TV. I don't know why it's sitting there. and disapproval of the environment. Now, most people have a little bit of all of this. It just depends how much you've got, whether it's affecting your physical body. So the disapproval of the environment is the one where I feel your headache is reacting to people's thoughts, because you're very psychic already, like I am. So I'm picking up that people are very terrified on this call, and half of them, again, don't know it, but they carry it in the higher planes. Or they're picking it up from other family members. That's possible as well. It's like a resonance. Yeah. So you have just cleared, you might have felt that just pop away, you've cleared one, but I see probably four more left that I can't do on the score. But this one, to do with the fear of the unknown and people around you, has just gone. By the way, you could feel that go, it just popped away.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, it might lessen it. It may not be enough. You're just going to take one step at a time.
Yes, definitely. The journey.
Oh, yeah, it's a journey, exactly right.
Yes. Well, thank you so much, Mia.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I was jolting the whole time. So, yes.
You were jolting?
Yes, I have this, it's almost as if some energy moves, and then I literally, it's almost like my whole body rearranges itself, jolts. That's the way I, yeah. That's,
you've got a very sensitive central nervous system, too, very sensitive. It's, in some ways, it's a benefit, in some ways not, actually, because then you feel a lot more than most people do.
Yes, yes.
But also
yes.
The good and the bad, I mean. So
yes,
you can also
yes.
be more sensitive to forces that other people don't notice. If yes. you don't perhaps want to feel, like I did with that terrorism, that I was picking up to my voice in the higher
yes.
planes.
Yes.
But that's what
well,
it
thank
is, yeah.
Excellent. Thank you very much. Thank
okay.
you, Amy.
You're welcome.
You, and you actually sound different from when you came on the call. You sound quite a bit different, actually.
Yeah,
I
was already prepared. Sorry?
Did you notice her? No, I'm saying Pauline sounds different from when
okay,
she started
yeah,
talking
yeah, yeah, yeah.
until
yeah.
now. It's a, her voice is much smoother and more energetic now than it was when she first got on the call. So cool.
Well, what I was going to say is that our voice, and I have heard it myself, is very much influenced by our thinking and our psychic awareness. And we don't usually know it. See, now my voice goes hoarse. That is the fear a person can have when they have a fear of speaking out. I'm only saying it as an example, so that you can hear, if your husband wants to tell you something and the voice goes like my voice is now, it's done on purpose, by the way, then you know he has tremendous fear and he won't show it. Because some of you have that experience. So I'm just going to wait now. My voice will now reset itself again, because I'm removed from that fear that some of your partners of some of the listeners are carrying. There we go. So now it's back to not being afflicted or by other people. All right. So there you
okay.
go.
Okay. All right. Thank
another
you,
clearing.
Pauline. Another great caller. Let's do one more caller. And we are going to do the next one in line, which is Iowa City. Hello? Hello?
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Oh, you need to turn the Iowa City person, you need to turn the recording off because we can just hear the recording. And there's on a delay. Can you hear us? All right. Well, I guess she can't hear us. Let's go on to the next one, which is Seattle. Hello? Seattle?
Hi, I'm here.
Hi, who's speaking?
This is Megan.
Megan?
Yeah.
Hi. Okay, what is your, what would you like to work with Mia on in the upper body area?
I would love to work on brain fog.
Yes, hi, Megan. Well, you have a very common one. I used to have it as well, doing too much all at the same time.
Oh, yeah.
It's more than multitasking. It's sort of
yeah.
triple tasking, more than that.
Yeah.
So what can we do there? Now, I can help a little bit, but some of it you're going to have to really slow down a little bit, I would say.
Yeah.
And I know how difficult that is when you're in that state, because I've been there myself. Not so much now, but in my younger years, and you know, my son was younger, and I was running a business, you know, with staff and everything, and all the other things we do when we work, and we have a household to run. There we go. You have the good one clearing now. Can you feel that or not? It's very high up in your psychic awareness.
Yeah. And it's something about saying a household just got really clear.
Yeah, I use my words specifically. They are words given to me. Those words have great meaning for the soul. So in your case, I had to use the word household. For another person, I might have had to use a totally different word. So the word household, your soul all of a sudden knew what you were doing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'll explain it a little bit more, but you already know it anyway. But that's the clearing that you're getting right now. If you can feel that peace coming in, can you feel that?
Yeah, and so can my cat, who just came running over to say,
yes, cat animals always love this energy. Yes.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. That's so strange that it was such a word cue.
Well, the word means for you, you want a perfect household. You want to be perfect in the job. You want to be perfect in every aspect of life.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a little bit too much for you,
yeah,
all at once.
Yeah.
Now, the most practical version is, of course, that you let go of the less important tasks. I had to do that too.
Mm-hmm.
Those that can wait. And give yourself a little bit more time. But you're getting a clearing, because perfectionism is a state that I used to be very good at too. Everything takes longer then when you're too much of a perfectionist.
Yeah.
And the other people usually don't know it, notice it, only you.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm clearing a little bit of the perfectionist in there as well. And that's the next clearing. It won't take long. There you go. That's the fear of not being liked if you're not perfect, which you probably were not aware of. It's a very almost ancient pattern. A lot of people carry it. So with that now going, you'll relax more, and I would say everybody else, including the cats, will notice it, and will like it more.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So that definitely feels good.
Yeah. This will go on for 24 hours, actually. You've been carrying this for a little bit too long. This happens to be one I can clear very easily. I know that pattern so well, you have no idea. I carried it minus the last 10 years for most of my life. So it doesn't take long then to recognize it and clear it. Now, everybody with perfectionism on this call will get that clearing. I want to make it very clear as well. So there's not much else you have to do. But just be patient and wait until it's finished.
Oh, that's great. Thank you, Mia.
You're
great.
Welcome.
Thank you, Megan.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, well, I know we can keep doing this all day long, and we are definitely going to do some more, and we will be ready for the next clearing the group clearing in about 10 minutes, because Mia told me to allow a half an hour. So, Mia, let's talk about the package, the Upgrade Your Upper Body package that you've put together for everyone. You can click on the special offer link and see the description there. And Mia, do you want to talk about, I know that, the top part of it talks about a lot of your successes with the physical body, and you can read through that and a lot of the ways that she's been able to help people. And then package A, that's the MP3s that you've created. Can you talk about the different MP3s and what kind of support they would give someone?
Yes, if we start perhaps with the first four items, that all MP3s, and there are two MP3s, there's an introduction, which you only really have to listen to once. It just talks more in a broader sense about what I found out the main patterns are that usually get stuck in any of the parts that we're addressing. The neck has its own way of responding, the shoulders a different way. For headaches and migraines, I found there were different patterns at play. In some cases, it's one pattern can affect more than one part of the body, but I've tried to explain it all in the introductions. From a healing perspective, you really only need to listen to them once, and then you can listen to them more often, but you don't need to. But then each of those four clearings also has the actual clearing MP3. Now, the clearing MP3 was built over a period of time. It started in most cases, except probably for one, with a group call, whereby I did that clearing, And then I build layers into that. So over time, a neck, for example, can have at least three core imprints. So I waited until I had all three core imprints, and I build them into the neck clearing MP3. And the same with the shoulder, because they're very structural processes that I've built into there. So when you're listening to me talking, say, maybe to somebody on a group call, you don't need to know who they are. You will not hear names or who they are. That's not important, but the dialogue is important. And the content of my words, those words like before when the word household for Megan was just the only word she needed for her whole soul to clear her totally, there are probably between 10 and 20 words in that communication that souls need to upgrade themselves. Now, I usually speak in a way that you don't even hear me channeling. I like to keep it as simple as possible so that the minds, your mental plane, cannot prevent the clearings from happening. So the mind might think it's listening to a dialogue. That's why I give it in that form. But there's a lot more going on behind the scenes. So the dialogue is not just a dialogue. That's what I would like to say. And also, there are multiple layers in each of those clearings, in all of the clearings. That's why it's often recommended to listen multiple times, but usually with a bit of a break in between. Now, back to item 3 and 4 now, so it's still on the same 4 items. The headache and migraine support is a different flow than neck and shoulder, and those that recognize my energy will feel it. You're sitting in a very different dimension for the headaches and the migraines. It's far lighter, for a better word, and sits higher up. The clearings are less of what I could call a mechanical nature, like the neck and the shoulders. They're more spiritual and psychic. And I'm just waiting, because some of you are actually a bit stressed that I actually jumped from one flow to the next, because I'd like people to feel the different flows as I speak. So the migraine support sits higher, in a higher dimension. And if you don't feel it, it's okay too, because your soul will get it. But I'm giving some of you a bit of a clearing, because some of the words I use them on purpose, are new, like functional. The body is a functional organism. It's not a word I use lightly, but from a spiritual perspective, it is just a functional organism, driven by a set of beliefs. Now, we don't like to think about it that way, about our body. And I'm just waiting for one clearing for the headaches and migraines that I can do now. That's why my voice is going. It came up spontaneous, so it is a spontaneous clearing while you're actually listening to me explaining the packages. It's the fear of the unknown.
A lot of that.
Yeah, the fear of the unknown in this case is that I view bodies in a very different light than we've got an arm and a leg. I'm looking at the functional mechanism and where it is not right. A bit like perhaps a car mechanic would look at a car, although the body is obviously far more intelligent than a car is. In terms of its functioning, it has incredible high awareness. But now the fourth one, the forehead and the frontal lobes, is sitting in a slightly different awareness again. So that is just about the energy content. And that's why with the final one in particular, you can listen anytime you like. With the first two, you need to have a longer break because you're working in a very different dimension. I'm trying to clear the fear of the unknown in here. And my own voice, I'm trying to follow the flow. And my own voice is getting affected. Now, once a person understands the fears, the soul can release the core imprint, and then usually the issue goes away, particularly with the neck. I find the neck one of the easiest parts of the body to realign. Once your soul understands what causes it, the shoulders normally follow automatically, unless there was a major traumatic impact, such as a massive car crash, for example. That would be one of an incredible fall, whereby the core imprint was, say, very deep, like the fear of death and dying. And, say, 10 people around you still remember it because you nearly didn't make it. Then it can take longer. Because while you could be clearing your core imprints, you still constantly kept coming back those fears of the other family members of the core imprint of the events. Now, with headache and migraines, it's a totally different story because people often recreate them. I've seen it many times. One day they're fearful because they don't have enough money. It's a fear of lack. They overcome it, and then they get a fear of life. They overcome that, and then they create another fear. And some people do know it's a version of avoidance, and others don't. So with that one, it's a matter of listening to it whenever a headache comes up. So the fear of the unknown, I'm waiting for that clearing. It came up very, very strongly as I was talking. It's coming now. That's very good. Then my voice will go back to normal again. So each of those four calls has its own primary imprint that I clear through the way I speak. And you really only need to listen to the introduction ones and the rest as often as you like. But the calls themselves tell you, if you need to have a break in between, you will hear it on the calls. It will tell you in the end. Now, the bonus, the next item, the quick general stress release, is something I just did once, and it has benefited far more people than I realized. Quite a few people were commenting that that was their main one that they listened to on a daily basis. So that's why I've included it. It's only 6 minutes. You can listen to it as often as you like, but I suggest you don't listen to it more than twice a day. You can even listen to that one while you're driving the car. It doesn't matter. So it can be a very good one to just realign yourself back to your true self. That's really what it does. And it will always take on board the main stress, one stress at a time. But your body can only clear a certain number of stresses in one day, because it needs time to shift. That's why if you listen more than twice, I would say a day, I would say it probably doesn't make much difference anymore. Unless you're a person that very quickly releases, then it could. Now, the next bonus is based on another package that which was called Moving Forward with Ease, which was focusing on the mental-emotional body. This one also focuses totally on the physical body. So just got an extra layer embedded whereby you can clear stuckness, energetic stuckness in the body. Because often energetic stuckness, again, comes from an emotional process. It's usually the emotions that cause you to feel a stuckness in the body. So the two go very much together. And there's an e-book with it that explains the frequency of listening and how to listen to the four very short MPTs. Most of them are less than 5 minutes that are included with that product. The clearings for flu and flu-like symptoms, I did that one on a group call, and I improved on it. There are actually two major layers embedded into that particular call. The main one is the fear of death. I find that all the major illnesses, people have a core imprint of the fear of death. It's always the first one I clear. Even with HIV, I won't go into the immune system first. I first look at whether the person carries the fear of death. I'll clear that first. By clearing the fear of death, you immediately improve the life force, which will then in turn is immediately a very good start for the rest of the body. And the other layer is actually the fear of dying, believe it or not. So death and dying are the main core layers. And I find with flus in particular, it can work wonders to strengthen your immune system enough for it to shake it off. You can try it on other virus like illnesses, but I haven't actually tried it yet. It's just a matter of trying. I can't give any guarantees, but you don't have anything to lose with it either. I'd love to get your feedback if you have found successes with that as well. Now, the bonus is only available till the 12th of June, which is actually quite a good complement to some of the patterns that particularly are getting stuck in the neck, because there are often family members involved that causes our neck stress, or sometimes colleagues as well, if we're close with them. So I felt that this was a nice complementary package for those that don't have it. The three calls, so this was package A that I'm just discussing. Then we have in package B three calls, they're live calls. We've spaced them 2 weeks apart this time, particularly because it's the holidays, to give more people a chance to attend those calls live. That's the only reason. Normally I do my calls weekly, but I just thought with the holidays in Europe and in America, it might help people to be able to attend these calls. Now, I'm waiting because there's a bit of fear again with my voice. Because people hear my voice change, and I'm actually showing some of you how emotional states are helping the voice to become centered or to get stressed. And once your soul knows that, a lot of you will get benefits. So you just get benefits of understanding how our body, the way we look, the light in our eyes, how bright our eyes are, the color of our skin, our voice. But the voice is the only one, the way I can show it on these calls, how much it's all interrelated. And the way our belief systems work, the strength of our emotional body, our resilience, and many more aspects of being. So what I do with these group calls, the first one, I go very deep into the relationship between body, mind, soul, and spirit. And I'll give some real examples of how the soul clears, because it's very different from most of the other healing modalities. Although in some healing modalities, the soul can still contribute, but it's different than when you work through the spirit body alone. So I work through the spirit body only, whereas in most healing modalities, you work through the mind. So on that call, we really work through different layers of understanding. And that call is also going to have at least three clearings in it. And once those clearings have been completed, you'll actually have clearings that you can listen to over and over again. Now, I'm waiting because some of you are very frightened of my voice. So spirit, the way they work is they check out what that fear means. It could mean that some of you don't understand that words have power. This is not a little bonus clearing. It will only take 2 minutes. It could also mean that you don't understand how I work. I work through the spoken words. And I may say a sentence in the most plain English, and there might be three key words in there that your soul needs to hear. And those three key words are enough for your soul to sometimes clear one major layer. Sometimes past life. Your soul in the higher planes doesn't need the explanation because it understands the core intent sometimes by just hearing one word. Because ultimately it's the intent behind the words. So for those of you that are now trying out to see how voices respond to your mind, I actually deliberately change the frequency of my voice a little bit. So for those of you who felt that, not just heard it, who felt it, you happen to be in a category of very psychic, possibly sound sensitive. And if you sound sensitive, then this particular work really can do great clearings for you, because it's very much directed towards that part of your being. Now, item number 6, I've already had some very positive feedback of people who can't wait for this call to take place. So I presume there's a great demand for this particular call. Personally, I've never had any sleep problems in my life, but that is probably because I clear at the end of the day everything that I know triggers me during the day. And after a while, you find it becomes less and less. So the call will be totally about that, with many clearings in there. And people also, with all my live calls, I will do, like I do on this this call as well, I do clearings during the main call as well. Because I clear both at a group level and at an individual level simultaneously. So I might be doing a group clearing, which I know takes 10 minutes, and I often, during that 10 minutes while the group is getting a clearing, I can take an individual caller as well, because I work in multiple dimensions at the same time. Now, the final call is balancing the body's communication system. Now, I called it that. It's actually your nervous system mainly, with a little bit of your auditory in there as well, because that's what your nervous system does. It's like this big computer sending messages everywhere. Now, are we doing clearings on the call? And again, are we taking callers as well? And a lot of what I learned about the nervous system came actually from the many years I worked with autistic children, who often have hypersensitivity, not only in the nervous system, in their psychic bodies as well. But I learned a lot about the central nervous system from those years, and also from other things like helping a person with multiple, I had multiple people with multiple sclerosis, and understanding what went amiss there. Now, I can go on and on, but you'll find a lot of the work I did in my testimonials anyway. There are plenty more on my website, lots of video testimonials as well, and audio testimonials as well, for those of you who want to check it out. But basically, all this work is based upon the clearings I've done over the many years on that organ. The central nervous system often holds core impacts of fears and of past lives. They're usually the main ones. And those fears can cause you to immediately go into a fear response when that what you respond to is not frightening. But because the memory in the central nervous system, and sometimes also in the subconscious mind, still remembers that trigger, you can easily go in overload. Like one of the previous callers, where I could clear one layer, I think it was Pauline, yeah, where I could clear one layer. That is particularly for this particular, this call would be very good for that, because you're going really deep in the central nervous system. Now, I'm still waiting for the fear of the unknown, so my voice is going down again. We're trying to find the flow in there where people are frightened. It could be male's voices. It's domineering voices is what I'm hearing now. So now I can let it go. And those of you that have a fear for domineering voices, we'll let it go, and my voice can finally, hopefully, go back to where it was, when it was sounding better. So that is package B, and package C is will include a session, a 30-minute session, but as most people know, I usually go over. I don't know how much. It is mainly, usually not more than 10 minutes, though. It's mainly because the soul needs it, has its own timing to clear. Sometimes it's on the dot. Sometimes it takes 5 minutes longer. They always aim at getting completions in the sessions, in the one-on-one sessions. So that is all, Amy. So while this domineering is clearing, back to you. I can take a caller, or if there's anything else you want to add to that.
Just to recap, we have the package A, which is the downloadables that you can listen to. We have package B, which includes the downloadables and the three live calls, and those will be recorded. So if you are, if you can't attend them live, you will get the group recordings. And as I've heard from many people, and if you've listened to past calls, many callers talk about how they love the group calls, and they listen to them over and over again and get the benefits, whether on live or recorded. Now, if you are part of the group calls, you can email Mia or write in the Q&A during the call for her to include what your issue is as she's working through the clearings for the group. So you do have that possibility in the live group calls. And then package C, which honestly most people who've already purchase the product have bought package C, mainly because they love working with me one-on-one, and it's a really good value to get the whole package as well as a session with her. And you get her time dedicated just to you. Personally, I like to work through when I'm working with a healer, I like to work through the MP3s first, and sometimes even the live call, so that if I have a specific issue related to the topic, then she can help me with the, you know, the specifics that are unique to me. So that's just my personal preference. Some people like to get in right away. We do have a payment plan for both of those. And if you do the package C with the payment plan, your schedule, you will, the payments are 30 days apart and you'll be able to book after the second payment goes through. So a lot of people have that question. So I just want to address that since I know it's going to get asked. And what else? I think that covers it. Mia, are we ready to do the second group call, the second group process that we talked about?
Yeah, can do it now, or we can take a caller first, whatever you prefer.
Let's do it now, since we went over the package. You added so many clearings into the pack when you're talking about the package that went longer than I expected. So, but that's cool. Everyone loves the clearing. So if that's the reason we're going longer, nobody ever complains. So yeah, let's do the group process. You wanted to do the frontal lobes of the brain.
Yes.
For this? Okay.
Yeah, well, what I would like everybody to do then, this will only take a few more minutes because the main clearings have been given also during the call as well. So this will been a real nice building of strength in the higher planes as well. But if you all can tune into the forehead area, please, just sit there. Might take a minute, it might take less. If you're driving, of course not. Please don't do anything and listen to the replay, only if it's safe for you to do so. There we go. Yeah, now that is a clearing already for quite a few people. I was building up in that energy plane. There's a lot of fear of the future and the unknown that is stuck in the frontal lobe area. Not just because what has happened in the last 10 days or so, but just it's often a lifetime of experiences. It just gets stuck there. Mainly because you have higher cognition functioning in there. And higher cognition knows more than we usually. We can be busy and something can totally escape us, but it doesn't escape that particular area. It just depends how you function. Not everybody functions from their higher cognition, and you can still do very well in life. But some people do, and they often have more stress in that area. Now, when a clearing doesn't happen as quickly as I like it to be, I tune in a little bit more, and that's why my voice is chasing a little bit again. And it is because there's a fear of death and dying in there. Probably because of too much of that on the news. And maybe some of you have children that play those cruel games, you know, the shooting games and that. I've had it around me as well in the past. And they can leave subconscious imprints, whether we like it or not. Most people, when there is a very loud bang around them, and it could be totally innocent, they fear that. It's the first thing. They fear they're going to get killed. It's innate in every person. It's an ancient plane of protecting ourselves against what probably in most cases would have been invading forces. Now, when I bring an ancient plane in there, it means that for some of you, there will now be a brief past life clearing around fears of loud noise that then implies to your soul that you're going to die, which in reality is obviously not true, but that's the imprint, the core imprint. Okay, that's a great clearing. That's two clearings already. I will do one more. But I need to wait till ever, because there are two totally different dimensions at play here. And this is a totally different fear of the unknown. And this is totally, call it a political situation in America with a lot of upheaval. And this has nothing to do with which party you vote for. Is the instability that is constantly created, sometimes by tweets, sometimes by the way things are presented, sometimes because one day something is presented in one way, the next day in another way. So this is really affecting people on both sides, not just the people that are probably against this particular government. It's just too much unsettling awareness going on all the time, too much in a row. And obviously the newspapers are adding to that as well. So I want to strengthen that resolve of never ever to let no matter what somebody else says, let it influence you. But live your life from the inside out with what is right for you. Now, I was surprised that the climate change issue was getting such a positive response from all these world leaders. I have known since 2003 that the future outlook for the planet is very terrible. And I couldn't believe it when I was given it guidance at the time, because I was not into climate change at all, not whatsoever. So I also understand what people are going through who never wanted to give climate change any thought. I was there myself, and I got a rude awakening from within, followed by some of my predictions coming true. So I no longer doubt it, but at the time I had a very hard time to cope with the idea, just like many people still have. Because the mind tends to think it knows everything. My mind was the same. Now we're getting about 20 years leniency is what I'm hearing, to make things right. Otherwise we could have massive collapses. Now why do I say that? That sounds very negative. And I say it as negative as possible to create as much resilience as possible so that it never will happen. That all your souls will do what you can to create the best possible future for you in your lifetime. I've that way reduced floods. I've done all sorts of things with the weather. Sometimes you make the flooding extremely high in soul consciousness, and then the river levels immediately drop down. Sometimes you do it another way. But the soul has miraculous ways to adjust its environment when it gets certain instructions. Now, I won't talk about soul and the weather now, but for those of you on my mailing list, there's more to follow in the near future. I've been asked to do so, whether I like it or not. There is more to come on how the soul influences the weather in the near future. But that's all I'm going to say here, so that those of you who do know that urgently something needs to be done, you know it's coming if you like working with soul and spirit. I just haven't had the time yet to set it up yet. So back to you, Amy. It was a major clearing of all these unsettling processes that have been going on basically all around us in the last month or so.
Okay. Thank you. Now, I had a couple questions here on the Q&A, and I wanted to see if you could answer. And this is a more general question, though. I had someone write in and say, can you help me with my eyes? And then somebody else mentioned they had a lot of pain in their teeth. Is this package those are technically in the upper body, but from what my understanding, this has more to do with like the muscles and the nervous system and the skeletal system and the brain, and not so much the eyes and the teeth. Is that correct, or would this help?
Yes, I would never say this by this package because of dental issues. Having said that, I've helped many people with dental issues by clearing a fear. So it really depends where it comes from. I myself had a lot of dental issues. They've all gone now. Even when I started to channel, my central nervous system would go, like 15 years ago, would go in so much overload that I would get toothaches that all went away once I understood my own fears. I'll be very honest, I didn't sometimes like what I had to say when I was channeling. So I can't control it, because that's what spirit wants to get out. And the recipient always was very happy. I was not always happy that I had to speak the way I had to speak. So my central nervous system, it's very interesting. They say, thank you so much. I'm thinking, oh, I sound so rude. Oh, I shouldn't have been saying this. Because my whole upbringing was, obviously, you don't actually speak. You don't say these things. And there I go, tackling issues, confronting them head on. But the recipients were always very happy, because spirit knows what people can handle. But my central nervous system couldn't cope in the beginning. So I can only say that if you feel that your teeth have to do with a mental, emotional issue, it is certainly were to try it, particularly the nervous module, you know, the nervous system module, but I cannot guarantee that. And that is the same with everything where the nervous system is involved. If there are core imprints that are of a mental, emotional belief structure, basically, yes, it may be successful. If it's not, you know, like with teeth, there's always dental hygiene involved in that as well, of course. So it all depends. But the nervous system module can probably do a lot more than what I have promoted it for, but I will not make any guarantees here.
Okay, so it could help, and if you were getting, if you wanted to get the package for other reasons, not just to help your teeth or your eyes, you may see also benefits with teeth or with eyes or other parts of your body, because the nervous system goes everywhere, literally everywhere in your body. But it's not specifically for that. Me and I have talked about some other packages in the future. This one just got so big with what we were doing, we literally couldn't add anything more to it. So she is considering doing some more for like knees and hips in the future, in the lower body. And she's got teeth and eyes on her list as well. So when, we don't know, but this package is not specifically for that. Another person on the Q&A said that they, and this is an area we haven't really talked about yet. There's actually two I want to talk about here. This is Carolyn in New York. She said that she'd been recently diagnosed with a frozen shoulder. Is there any clearings that she needs? And we haven't done too much on the shoulders yet, so I wanted to see if you could help her.
Yeah, I do believe that shoulder support module would help, but with a frozen shoulder, it all depends how long you've had it. It can sometimes take months and months for it to go away, and because it just happens to be one of those parts of the body that needs time to realign. I had it myself. I had a rotator cuff issue. It was my own fault, actually. I over-exerted myself. I've never had a rotator cuff issue in my life. So from my perspective, it was like, okay, overdone it, yes, hurt myself. So I decided to have one osteopathic treatment. And in my super optimism, I thought 1 week later, it will all be gone. Well, it wasn't. It is gone, but, you know, it took longer. It took longer because I realized this is partly why I built that module as well, actually, because this happened at the beginning of the year. It took longer because I realized that these muscles and all they take longer to adjust. That's just a matter of regularly listening to it. But I basically cleared it all. But I must say I also did some very basic exercises. But with my work, where you then extend, you just have to extend those muscles physically, tiny little bit at a time. How that would work with my packages, I would alternate. I would listen to that recording, then extend the muscles a little bit again a few days later, then listen again, and then extend them again, but slowly. Don't overdo it. And sometimes one extra therapeutic treatment would help in the middle. Sometimes you don't need it. I wanted one because I wanted to see which muscles the osteopath was going to work on, and she gave me some very good feedback so that I could clear the rest myself. So, yes, in this case, it will help, but it will take time.
Okay, is there anything you could do for Carolyn now? Or for shoulders in general?
It takes time. There is an incredible fear of a parent in there, is what I'm hearing.
Mm-hmm.
But again, that takes time. You know, that takes time for the whole organism to shift back to a more balanced state. So fear of parents is something I can do in one-on-ones. If you want to do it yourself, you've got to really look at your father first. That's all I can do. But it would go too deep in too much of a specific. It's not really that this school is not really the right place to do so, because some of it is actually karmic, goes back to karma. But it depends how good she is in clearing herself. The father issue would have to come first if we look at parents.
Okay.
But the call will also have it in there. That's why I suggested that actually that shoulder recording would help, because you can just constantly listening. You get upgrade after upgrade after upgrade. But it might take 10, it may need 10 listenings. There are too many layers in there that have all gone out of balance.
Right. Okay. And then this is another person. Alicia asked this question, and actually several other people asked this question, and I wondered if, A, the package would help, and, B, if there's something you could do, and this affects me sometimes too. She says, my spine is always going out of alignment. Sometimes I need to be adjusted twice in 1 week. Another person mentioned going to the chiropractor and the acupuncturist all the time. I typically need adjusting once a month, but it's frustrating. It also causes terrible headaches. And she said, I don't know if anyone else goes out of alignment, but is this, would this help? Because I feel that way too. I feel like I go to the chiropractor and I feel great. And then I might be the very next day, I'm back to where I was. Or sometimes not.
Yeah.
Sometimes it sticks. Could the package help with that? And is there anything you could do to help us stay in alignment?
Yeah, it could, but again, with misalignments, it can be so many things. I had it myself many years ago. I kept having a misaligned back, and I had actually had a terrible fall when there was a back robbery going on, and I was pulled totally on the ground, totally on my right. What I didn't realize was I had one physiotherapy, this is 50 years ago, I had one physiotherapy treatment, and I thought I was fine again. 6 months later, I developed a problem. I couldn't sit still for long. I have a preference for osteopathy above chiropractor, but that's a personal preference. That doesn't apply to everybody, but with osteopathy allows the body to adjust itself in the same way I allow the body to adjust itself. So that's why I go for that, but it's probably more known in Australia than it is in America too. Or cranial work is the same. But basically, I then went to an osteopath 6 months later, and I needed one or two treatments. I can't remember. And what it actually was is that because of the fall, it had brought my whole body out of misalignment, and my hips were out of alignment, whereby also I started to lean more on one side of the body, and it appeared as if one leg was shorter than the other, which wasn't the case. So there were one or two osteopathic realignments that I could really totally feel, whereby the muscles were being allowed to be put back in place again. So it really depends where it's coming from, because in this package we're looking mainly at the upper part of the body. So if it is a bad posture from sitting in it, I would say yes. But if it's sitting in the lower body, or if some people really literally do have a shorter leg. Now, a good osteopath and physiotherapist will always first look at that. They will look at the leg length first, because it could sometimes mean that you need a little insole in one shoe, and it might only be 1 or 2 millimeters. So they are things, obviously, the practicalities, if you were born with a slightly shorter leg, that I can't comment on. But if it's coming from the upper body, I would certainly say, yes, the package works. If it comes from the lower body, it really depends what it is. If it was a fall, like in my case, yes, it needs the adjustment there. If you were born with something, it may need some physical adaptation there. That's a little bit difficult to say, but upper body, yes, it can definitely help. Some cases, I feel some people have fears of mothers in there that are affecting the spines as well. But I can't say whether it's necessarily the only reason why that spine is misaligned.
Okay. All right, I think that makes sense. I kind of feel like mine's both my neck and my hips, so it may help somewhat and maybe not completely, because if it's coming from my hips, it's, although if it's related to my nervous system, you know, you never know.
Well, in your case, Amy, I do feel you've had a fall. You may have made in your younger years, and that core impact is actually still sitting in your central nervous system, but we can talk about it later. But that's what is actually causing you the misalignments to recreate itself. Yeah.
Okay, so I'll have to definitely be on that call. Okay, good. All right, let's take one more live caller. I'm going to take Karen in San Francisco. Hello?
Hi, thank you for taking my call. Wow, I have gone through so many healings and upgrades, I barely can remember what my question was. it has to do with just kind of a strange thing that's been happening for a couple of weeks for me. My smell has gotten very intense, and I can smell something weird on food, and it's freaking me out, and I don't know if it's real. I have no idea if I'm just scaring myself or what's up with that.
Yes, I can help you with that to a degree. If it doesn't go away after today, you may have to book a session, but you need to wait to see. You are super psychic. Are you aware of that?
I am, yes.
Yeah, now, super psychicness is a gift. Unfortunately, when you're super psychic, you'll get far more impulses than your own central nervous system often can cope with. Now, you're not autistic, but autistic children have exactly the same overload that you're now getting with smell. But they have it with sound most of the time. you're getting the ink, the clearing already. If you sit with it now, it will go away. So you don't. That's probably all you need. If it comes back, you may need more. But I'm hoping, because these clearings have done so much for all these autistic children I've helped over the years, and you're equally as sensitive. But luckily, your mental state is very strong. But these children often not, and they can't cope. They can't cope with all the impulses of life. Well, there's more reasons for autism, so this is not the only reason, but this is one of them that I have done a lot of work with. So if you, yeah, you've just cleared it. Did you feel that jump away?
Yes, my body is shuddering and I'm vibrating, yes.
Yeah, no, that is the clearing. Yeah, that will go on for another 10 minutes. That's excellent. Now, that smell, did you at any point in time get any cognition what that could have meant for you?
It's something dangerous. It's pesticides.
Yes, very dangerous.
Yeah, very, very dangerous.
Yeah.
And the smell lingers.
Yeah, go on. Explain something. I went through three major enlightenment phases. Two I enjoyed, and the third one I didn't. The first two were actually with lots of light, you know, wonderful feelings, angelic feelings, all that sort of stuff. And the third one was, let's now have a look at why you can't move forward in your life, lady. That was sort of the third one. Let's look at your sensory awareness and look at your fears. That was sort of around the year 2000. I'm saying it because that's what it felt like. It was really I resisting bringing my gift out in the world for all the wrong reasons, but they seemed to be the right reasons then. So I went through a tremendous increase in all my awarenesses, everything, my class, you know, my everything, my psychic awareness, and I could for 3 weeks not go near the meat department in the shop. I had always been eating meat, not a lot, but I just ate meat. I'm not necessarily a great meat eater, but I had no problems with meat, and I could not stand the smell, the thought, I couldn't touch it. Now, I had gone into an altered state of awareness that I recognized all the memory imprints of what goes on before meat ends up on the shelves in a package, doesn't it? So I started to feel the death process. You understand already where I'm going now.
I
started to
understand
the processing of the meat, the whole lot in one big way, in a way that I said that was not one of the best experiences. I would go to the shops and I would say, can I buy these apples? And I could run my fingers over it and I would know the level of toxicity, etc. That went away again. I could feel radiation from a mile. What I didn't know was that I was prepared. I had no idea what was going on. I knew it would go again, and it was a horrible state to be in. It really is not a state to be in as a human being in the modern world to pick up all that, what I picked up then. I couldn't cope with plastic. I couldn't cope with soap. I was not allergic, but it showed me in one very small 3-week period what we are doing to ourselves, to our body. But then I was reset again. And once I was reset, you won't forget those experiences. I had a great deal of appreciation for everything. You know, that's why I can now so easily go in babies even when they need help, because of that experience. I understand it. I have clients that are super, super psychic. They cannot be near chemicals, etc. I understand it. Thank God, I'm back to normal again. But I wasn't at all the awareness, you could say, for too long. It was a great lesson. Now, you go in and out of that state. You totally recognize what I just said. Do you realize that?
Yeah. Yes. No, I do. Yes.
I normally don't even go public about any of this. These are my experiences. I don't want to sort of bother other people with it. But you totally recognize what went on for me at the time, but also your own experience in there. So what I'm hoping to do now is bring you back into a more grounded position. It could be that you need more learning. More learning about the other dimensions where I was in then as well. It could be that you simply have an aftermath of a past life. So this won't take long. This could benefit some of you with super sensitivity. I cannot guarantee, but I am helping those that are extremely sensitive to become a little bit more grounded in the lower planes, because that is really why we reincarnate on this planet, to experience those lower planes, both. Call it the good and the bad, the loss and the joy, you know, the love and the anger, all those opposites. It is all part of the soul's learning. you need only 1 or 2 more minutes, and you'll probably never go back to those states again. A human in its human incarnational form does not belong in those states, but I was at the time trained, not that I knew it, not that I chose it. It was taking too long for me to finally get away from IT into the healing field, and they upgraded me very quickly. And I had no choice in the end. I must say that too. I could have done it kinder 10 years earlier, and I didn't. I kept hanging in there, thinking I was doing the right. I was hanging in, meant running away from my spiritual gifts, doing what I knew to do, which was IT work, running a business, etc. Now I can laugh about it. At the time, it was not so funny. You've just completed it. Did you realize that? Yes. When I said running an IT business, you actually shifted. Could you feel that? I threw those words in there because it is actually a comical journey if I look back now. But at the time, it was not. Letting go of something you know that is serving you very well is not always easy. But it's just one of those states from a self perspective. You've just cleared it all. Now, I don't think it will come back, to see how you go. Can't promise, but it feels really solid at the moment. So you might become less sensitive, it seems, but that is really where you belong in your body. You don't belong in those other planes. That's for another time, once you're no longer on this plane, but not in this plane of existence. All right,
wow.
There's nothing else
thank
I can
you.
Add to that. You've just cleared it, shifted back to yourself.
Thank you. You've actually cleared 2 major things. I'm at exactly the same place in my career right now that you just explained as well. That's
I know
why
that.
I laugh.
That's why I threw that one in there as well. I don't talk too much about myself unless the recipient needs to hear it. All right, then. That's where I let it go.
Great. Thanks, Karen.
All the best with it all.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And, you know, I felt that one, too, because I have been having a super sound sensitivity. I've always been sensitive, but I would say in the last week, I can't stand to have music on. I don't even want my fountain on. I just want dead silence all the time, and it's not practical because nobody's that quiet.
No, I know. I was at the time dreading going to the shops. I would avoid the whole area of the shop where the meat was. I couldn't do it any other way. But then the fruit and veggies were at the time not that far away, so it was in and out as quick as I could. But that all went again. It can all be reset. There's no, if it is sort of for the reasons it was for me. I shifted in those higher planes because I needed to understand something. And then you never forget. When they're that traumatic, that's what I said, I had 2 good experiences, 1 not so good. You never forget. But I've helped a lot of people with it. And the autism, I have helped my autism clients as well because I was able to go back to those. Once you've had those state in there, I cannot go back there at will. It's just that I don't want to go there unless I really have to. Like I went in there for 2 minutes with the previous client, and then I bring myself right back again because otherwise I would be too sensitive.
Yeah,
for my computer as well. I could not be near a computer screen then when you go into those states. You're too sensitive for all the radiation and everything.
Okay. All right. Well, I think we're going to wrap it up then. Did you have anything else, any kind of wrap-up clearing, or do you feel like we're all in a good space, or what?
No, I feel everybody is in a good space. I mean, if anybody has a question about the package, I don't feel there's anything that is clarity that is needed, so I'm happy with where we're at with the call.
Okay, great. So I guess we'll leave it at that. Please, just my one request for you is if you could leave a review. We're really trying to, of the call, if you liked it or if you didn't like it, let us know. We're trying to build up the reviews on the new site on HapAvai so that people who are newer to energy healing and coaching, that they can come in and see how, you know, read the reviews and see if that sounds like a call that would be good for them. And also so that the cream will rise to the top with our best healers, and people will feel more, you know, confident that they should listen to the call. So that would be my one favor to ask. And thank you also for those of you who wrote in on the Q&A. We'll use those in our emails. We won't do anything personally identifiable, but we will use those. Karen wrote about hers, and also who else? Sarah, who also bought Mia's package earlier this week, says that she's been going to the chiropractor for a long time, and she listened to the neck twice already, and her shoulders have relaxed. You are a wonder and a delight. So thank you, Sarah, for sharing that. And just a reminder that the bonus, the extra bonus is good through June 12th. So that's a week from tomorrow. No, week from tomorrow. So you have about 8 days to get that as a bonus. Okay, everyone. Thank you. Again, thanks to Mia, and thanks for everyone for listening and participating and bringing this great group energy to the interviews. And we'll see you at the next call. Bye-bye.
Yeah, bye-bye.